This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native women elected officials are among those paying attention to the confirmation hearing of Deb Haaland for Secretary of the Interior. Christina Haswood, a Kansas State representative, resonates with Haaland and says it's important for Native people to hold space and have a voice.
The system has oppressed us for so long, has created genocide, and, you know, has chose corporate over the betterment of our land. It's really empowering to see someone who carries our values and Indigenous values in a very important position, a historical position, to bring these voices to the table that often felt like our voices were silenced and not supported.
Haaland often talks about her Pueblo way of life and struggles she's faced as a single mother. As a congresswoman from New Mexico, Haaland's been a strong advocate for Indigenous and environmental issues. North Dakota State Representative Ruth Buffalo says, if confirmed, she believes Haaland will continue to advocate for Native people.
I see her going to the communities and listening. I see her as being a really down-to-earth people person, and so I know that she's going to hit the ground running and that she's really going to go to the communities who are being impacted by different policies at this very moment, and she's going to go there and listen. That's what I see happening.
Haaland testified Tuesday at her confirmation hearing, which included being grilled by pro-fossil fuel senators. Haaland says as secretary, she'll push forward President Biden's agenda and work to find balance on energy and climate issues. Those types of conversations mirror what Haswood says she has with lawmakers in Kansas and believes Haaland will listen to all sides.
When I saw that here at home, there was a lot of anger coming from, you know, the side that really wants to invest in these fossil fuels. I think we need to move forward of continuing this conversation of constantly educating one another and, okay, how can we, you know, use both of our ideas, or, you know, is this really the best method of going forward for our planet and for our country?
Buffalo agrees and says future generations must be kept in mind.
So I hope that we can find common ground moving forward and that we can really put the health of the people at the forefront, and also the health of our soil, and the health of our air and the health of our water. And so I hope that we're thinking long term and not just for today.
Haaland's confirmation hearing in the Senate and Energy Natural Resources Committee lasted more than 2 hours and was picked back up Wednesday morning. The nation's first missing and murdered Indigenous persons report issued by U.S. Attorney's Office came out last week. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, comprehensive data is still an issue.
By state Justice Department standards, there are 11 missing and 8 murdered Indigenous people connected to Oregon. But multiple sources of such data use different definitions, which can create information gaps. As part of a federal effort to streamline data and develop bonds with tribal communities, the District of Oregon U.S. Attorney's Office will collaborate with the state's 9 federally recognized tribes this year. Cedar Wilkie Gillette is the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Person Coordinator for the district. She says it's a milestone that her office released the report, but is also a call for help in making it more thorough.
This is what our data looks like. We know it's an incomplete picture, and we need help in updating the data and knowing about the cases and assisting and working on them.
Gillette adds the COVID-19 pandemic has curbed her plans to personally visit all tribes in Oregon, but they'll carry on virtually for now.
For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci@bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program. Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.